Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Propaganda is to convince the masses of the big lie. It does not mean whether it's right, wrong, just, unjust, true, or untrue. You just say it over repeatedly and repeatedly until you can convince the masses. Well, at Ring Talk, it ain't about convincing the masses. All we do is present the facts to you. You be the judge.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
I did feel weird. I did feel different. I did feel different. And, you know, I mean, obviously I can't put no, you know, excuses, but I did feel different.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
That first voice you heard saying he felt a little weird, that was Oscar De La Hoya. He must have been talking about those sexual toys and wearing all them women's clothes. That's what he must have been talking about back in that Philly hotel room back in the day a couple of years ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version, of course. UFC 164 in the bank, folks, is done. Anthony Pettis repeated his previous win over Benson Henderson, stopped him again. I mean, he won a few years ago with a submission. This time he used an armbar in 446 of the first round. Guess what? Benson, now 19-3, 7-2 in UFC, is no longer the UFC lightweight 155-pound champion. Of course, he almost lost that fight a few months back to Gilbert Melendez. Now Pettis, 17-2, 4-1 in the UFC, will probably have to meet San Francisco's El Nino. Gilbert Melendez, a former Strikeforce champion, if Gilbert is successful in his next fight, we expect him to be, because we consider Gilbert, like, if not the best guy, the second best guy. I mean, because he came so close to beating Benson Henderson on Fox TV, it was crazy. I mean, that fight was incredibly close. It boiled down to one round. In other words, how you judge the third or how you judge the fifth round basically is how the fight boiled down as far as the scorecards are concerned. Benson Henderson walking away with a split decision. No longer the lightweight champion. Anthony Pettis, remember the name. The kid's for real. He can kick. He can fight. He can grapple. He's the real deal. The world lightweight champion, Anthony Pettis. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your MMA version, of course, of on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network, of course. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins tomorrow on NBC.
Want to make your drive more exciting? It starts with Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's Ferrari's choice for improved performance. Shell V-Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. The result is the kind of performance that gives you more excitement behind the wheel. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline today and let the excitement begin.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And again, BJ is out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J!
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. There, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
They talk the bar, the whole f***ing bar.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, Miss Streisand, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. The UFC, of course, is like exploding on Fox Sports 1. It's really doing well. Of course, they had a card this past week, this Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Fox Sports 1 will present The Ultimate Fighter, and they've got some great fights on that. And, man, I got to bring up the fact that, you know, Glover Teixeira, the guy that I keep telling you is like the most awesome guy at 205 pounds. He is the real deal. He's going to beat John Jones when they fight. He took out Ryan Bader in Brazil this past week. Of course, he's going to challenge the winner of the John Jones-Alexander Gustafsson fight, and I think that John Jones is going to win that fight, John Bones Jones. Gustafsson about the same build, 6'4", about the same reach, but just not the same ability, I don't think. I don't think that once they get to the ground, I really think that in getting to the ground is John Jones' is forte. Once he gets you to the ground, he beats you up, beats you down. The bottom line is Bader tried to wrestle with Glover Teixeira right out the gate, but it didn't work. I mean, Teixeira is the stiff. He is the stiffest fighter, and I mean stiff. I mean, he hits people hard. Hits stiffest fighter, I think, in the light heavyweight division. So remember that name. He hasn't lost since, like, what, 2005? He's 22-2. He is the real deal. Taking out Ryan Bader the other night, he is, I think, the uncrowned light heavyweight champion of the world. Yes. Bader falls to 15-4. Bader was supposed to lose a fight, but, you know, Glover Teixeira is the best fighter pound for pound, I think, in the 205-pound division that includes the champion. And the reason why I'm saying that is I went out on a limb and I said that Anderson Silva was going to get beat by Chris Weidman. Everybody laughed at me. I mean, they jumped on me. They called me all kinds of names, you name it. They just tore me apart. They really did. And I didn't think it was fair because, you know, I mean, Weidman did tear him apart. Weidman did annihilate him. Weidman did take him to school. Weidman did semi-gangster slap him. There's no other way you can put it. I mean, you can say all you want about, you know, this guy was taking a light or he was taking it easy or he didn't take him seriously or anything like that. That's a bunch of bunk, okay? By the way, UFC 165, Jones and Gustafsson going down Saturday, September 21st. Of course, the fights will start on Facebook. Then they will go to Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 1, the new network. Everybody seems to be happy with it. They did 1.75 million viewers in their debut. The debut day they had August 17th with Chael Sonnen taking out Mauricio Shogun Rua. Remember that? Yeah, they did like almost 2 million people. So the Fox people are real happy with that. Not the numbers they were getting in FX Cable, but then again, FX Cable is a different table. cable network, and it's a different. It goes to a different market. It just goes to a different market. So you've got the UFC 165 Saturday, September 21st. Toronto, Ontario. I don't know why they're going up there. I have no idea. And I didn't see Nick Ring on the card, so I wonder why Nick Ring isn't on the card, because that's where he's from, Toronto. So that surprises me too a little bit. But the bottom line is Gustafson, 6'4", 15-1. Jones is 18-1, but that one fight he lost, he was beating the guy to death, and he got disqualified, okay? I mean, they both these guys can fight. There's no question about it. But I'm telling you, Alexander Gustafsson going back to Sweden with his first loss, no doubt about it. So I've talked about Glover Teixeira, and I've hyped him before. I've said to you, and you know, Kyle Kingsbury fought him. Kyle Kingsbury, my UFC expert, of course, light heavyweight roster with the on the roster, the light heavyweight roster with the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. He's injured right now. But that Glover Teixeira, he told me the Glover hit harder than anybody ever fought in his life. And this guy spars with Cain Velasquez. So what does that tell you? That tells you Glover Teixeira is the real deal, folks. Whether you want to admit it or not, John Jones is going to lose the light heavyweight championship in early 2014 to some guy from Brazil that a lot of people don't know about yet. But they will know pretty, pretty soon. Okay, checking out some other schedules as far as Fox Sports 1's concerned. I'm digging this Fox Sports. Have you seen it? It's a former Speed Channel. They're going back to Brazil in October 9th. They're going to go back to Brazil with a UFC fight night. I mean, I really think that this is the way they got to go. And, of course, UFC 166 on the line Saturday, October 19th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Of course, the Houston, Texas Toyota Center right next to the old Astrodome where it used to be. Junior Dos Santos taking on Cain Velasquez, the third fight, the rubber match. Both guys have won one fight. Santos won the first fight with a quick knockout. Velasquez beat him to death in the rematch. Beat him so bad over five rounds. I don't think any fighter could recover from that thorough of a beating. But he took it, and he's back, and they're going to fight for the third time Saturday, October 19th, for the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm not giving Dos Santos that much of a chance because I think Cain Velasquez has leaks. Every fighter has a few leaks here and there, okay? But Cain has shored up his leaks. He doesn't have any injuries. He won't come into this busted up, won't have any rib injuries, won't have any knee injuries. And Dos Santos, same thing. He'll be coming in at 100%. 16-2 is Dos Santos. 12-1 is Cain Velasquez. Cain will come in about 240. Dos Santos probably about 235. The bottom line is, they're both the real deal, and guess what? This is for the World Heavyweight Championship. This will go down, no doubt about it. It'll be a quick fight. I don't think that Junior Dos Santos is going to go the route this time. I think that once he got cracked in that first fight with that right hand halfway through the first round, I just don't think he ever recovered from that. And I don't think he's recovered still to this date. I mean, you get hit that hard, I just don't know if you can ever recover. Also on the card, my man, Daniel Cormier, undefeated. Of course, kid from what was it, Oklahoma State originally, great wrestler, 14-0, 15-0, depending on what record keeper you talk to. He's taking on Big Country Nelson. Big Country, sorry, Big Country, you're in trouble there. He's going to take care of you, no question about that. It's the semi-main event, Daniel Cormier and Big Country Nelson. Of course, Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez in the main event, UFC 166, Saturday, October 19th. I like this card. I mean, when I look at some of these cards, I say, yeah, some of these cards are okay. Some of these cards aren't so, you know, and you have to pick and choose. You really have to pick and choose when it comes to, you know, watching pay-per-view events. Unless, of course, you go to European websites, you watch them on European websites for free. That's also a possibility. So let me go through the schedule one more time. Jones and Gustafson, that's going down September 21st. That'd be live from Ontario. UFC Fight Night, Maia versus Shields, October 9th. That's from Brazil. That's on Fox Sports 1. Of course, 166. Man, we're getting close to the end of the year here, aren't we? 166, Velasquez and Dos Santos 3 from Houston, Saturday, October 19th. Then Michael Bisping, the Count, taking on, oh, man. Mark Munoz is a real deal, folks, but Mark Munoz ran into Chris Weidman and it got lit up like the White House Christmas tree, but Munoz willing to go over to Manchester, the UK, and fight the Count, Michael Bisping, October 26th, Fox Sports 2. What's Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2? Hopefully, they're right next to each other on the dial. Okay, let's not have any confusion over that. But Fox Sports 2 will handle the October 26th card. November 6th, go back to Fox Sports 1, UFC Fight Night for the troops. They won't say where this is going to be. I guess they're sort of like secretive about this. Sort of like the deal I had in Budapest, Hungary this past week. Of course, I got to introduce the president of Hungary, Janos Adder, and it was an incredible event. In fact, I showed up to do all these award ceremonies and this and that, and then I noticed there were guys there with like Secret Service pins and talking, you know, there were butlers and busboys like talking into walkie-talkies inside their shirt collars and this and that. And I'm saying to myself, something's not right here. I mean, I've been to like 25 or 30 of these congresses and this and that, these conventions, and never have I seen security, you know, talking into their lapel. Well, as it turns out, the president was coming. We didn't know. Nobody told me anything until I was ready to introduce him, believe it or not. Like, guess what? The president of Hungary's here. Yeah? Well, so? You're going to introduce him. What? You know, so I go from, like, introducing fighters, introducing the president, and, of course, I sung Happy Birthday to Don King. And I want to say this. Budapest is hot. It's hot for boxing. It's hot for MMA. And it's a beautiful place to live. If you ever get a chance to visit any place in the world, I recommend Budapest as number one on the list. It was the most beautiful city I've ever been to, and I live in the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
TCP so mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him weak. Don't let nobody take care of your business better than you do. Do what he wants, give him what he wants. Respect will come to you. And you can hold your man. Hold your man. Hold your man.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The following contest is scheduled.
Another tremendous shot of this capacity crowd here.
weighing 245 pounds.
And coming up in just a few moments, Brain, one of the reasons why. East, a debut. He changes personalities just like that. One minute he's laughing, next minute he's crying. Next minute he's laughing, next minute he's making you cry. Looks like he reminds me of someone right out of the state pit. Talk about deranged. Well, I remember what he did a couple of weeks ago on WWF Superstars. With that prosthesis arm that he had, just whacked, crushed, and put him out of commission.
You had a meeting with Slaughter, Sergeant Slaughter, the
police shooter. Picked that thing up, you know, and it was lined with lead, Brain.
Lead?
Weighed about 35 pounds.
Now, that's not funny.
No, not at all. Well, nice fireman's carry.
You know, that's what makes him so dangerous. This man is not just a clown with funny-looking hair and a red nose. He is an accomplished wrestler. He knows what he's doing in that ring.
Look, there's a nice half crab there as well.
But look how the legs are spread out, how he's got his weight distributed. He knows what he's doing. This is an accomplished wrestler.
Well, he better know what he's doing, Brain, because he has made an enemy for life in Crush. Golden Opportunity was sidetracked by that man right there as he put Crush literally right out of the Royal Rumble and any chance to get a shot at the title.
That's something that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Look at this. He is skillful.
Let's hear what this sick person has to say.
What do they say? The bigger they are, the harder they... No! The bigger they are, the dumber they are. Crush fell for the oldest one in the book, the old arm in the sling. And he found out, just like every other wrestler's going to find out, I'm armed and I'm dangerous.
He's psychotic, Brain. Drop kick right on the money. I'm telling you, I'm impressed. You know, he looks familiar to me.
He does.
He really does.
Short snap, suplex.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
Look at this. Look at the hole. Look at the holes this man knows. He's not your average clown.
Well, he used a crucifix with a half grab to get the victory. This guy, undoubtedly, Brain, has some tremendous sadistic tendencies.
Wow. Your best bet's to make friends with him quick.
Not me.
I can't put my finger on it, but I know him.
No. Well, it takes one sick person to know another one.
Let's go back and take a look.
Now,
look at this wrestling move. That's not your average clown move. Look at this. Right on the money. Watch the personality change here. Look at this. Look at the eyes. Look at the eyes. Oh, get the straitjacket out.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bajorn.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super.
That little Doink the Clown thing goes out to Gladys, living in Boise, Idaho. Gladys sent me a note saying that Doink was her favorite wrestler, and she wanted me to play some Doink on the show, even though we don't do professional wrestling for the most part. We did it for her, so props to you over there in Boise, Idaho. Well, UFC 167, I talked about that earlier. Johnny Hendricks, the incredible puncher. I mean, this guy knocks people out with one punch, okay? Him and George St. Pierre had agreed to do some voluntary, you know, drug testing ahead of their matchup, okay? They talked about it. One was going to go with VADA, one was going to go with this. Anyway, it turns out that VADA has offered St. Pierre free testing. It costs about $20,000. They're willing to do it for free. Now, the Hendricks people thought that was a little funny. So they went back and forth, and Nevada State Athletic Commission got involved. They said, well, why don't you use the World Anti-Doping Agency, the WADA, testing instead of the VADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association. Anyway, the bottom line is they're going back and forth over this. Hendricks hasn't taken any tests yet. GSP is taking tests that he wants to take. You know, GSP is one of those guys, and I'll be honest with you, that people thought was on performance-enhancing drugs. I mean, the way he looked, the way he was ripped up in his prime, now he's starting to look like an old Canadian bus driver to an extent. But, you know, I mean, he had that look. He had that roid look. That's all I can say is it's just a look. It's a roid look. He had it, okay? And in the last couple of fights, especially since that ACL he had replaced, okay, he hasn't really looked as spectacular, I think, as other people have given him credit for. Kyle Kingsbury thinks he's the greatest thing on earth. I just don't think so anymore. I think John Jones, I said, the best fighter pound for pound in MMA right now. And Chris Weidman deserves to be up there as well. But if you look at the pound for pound list of myself and the pound for pound list of the UFC, you will see some startling things are a little bit different. Okay? John Jones, number one. No question about that. Both me, UFC and I both agree on that. George St. Pierre, number two. Anderson Silva, number three. Last week he was number four. Now they're moving up to number three. How can you get knocked out, knocked almost dead? I mean, by boom, he was asleep going to the canvas, okay? I mean, that one right hand put him out, left hook and that right hand put him out. The bottom line is he was knocked out. How do you keep a guy that's been knocked out brutally, that was hammered, how do you keep him in the top 10, let alone the top three? The top three pound for pound in the UFC? I mean, who's doing these rankings, Dana White? Anderson Silva's mother? His wife? His girlfriend? Relatives of the family? There's no way that Silva, I don't care if his legacy is that he had more UFC title fights than any champion in history, more defenses than any, I don't care. He can have all the records he wants. I'm talking about what has he done for me lately? What has he done for me? He ain't done nothing lately. He got knocked out by Chris Weidman. Okay, and this, boom. I mean, got lit up, boom. It was all done. No question about it. Nobody's saying, well, you know, it was a lucky punch. Now, some people are saying that Anderson lost the fight on purpose because he wanted to have a rematch. Don't believe that stuff. You hear other radio talk shows talking about that. These guys wouldn't know a left hook from a fish hook, okay? They wouldn't know an arm bar. Seriously, they just don't know the game as well as I do. And the reason why they didn't fight. When you don't fight, it's easy, very, very easy to sit back and, you know, pontificate and say, well, I do this or I do that. Well, if you haven't done both martial arts, I've done a little MMA, and I did a lot of boxing. But if you haven't done the both, you don't know what they are. They're two different sports. Let's go back to the top 10 again. Anderson Silva, number three? No. Chris Weidman deserves to be number three. Jose Aldo is number four. I'll go with the UFC on that one, even though they dropped him a notch. Cain Velasquez, number five. After he takes care of Junior Dos Santos, I expect him to move up past Chris Weidman and Jose Aldo to probably be number two or probably number two. Depends on what happened with George St. Pierre and Johnny Hendricks. And of course, St. Pierre, a big favorite in this fight, even though Hendricks is a one-punch knockout fighter. Hendricks can bring it. St. Pierre can take it. It'll be up to St. Pierre to have to take it. He's going to have to take the punishment of this guy. Sooner or later, Hendricks is going to throw that wild right hand. It's going to connect. Let's see how George responds to that. That's going to be the real key to the fight, how he responds to the power of Johnny Hendricks. Now, Jose Aldo, as I said, number four. Cain Velasquez, number five, the world heavyweight champion. The flyweight champion, Superfly, Mickey Mouse, call him Mighty Mouse, call him what you want. 125 pounds, he is Demetrius Johnson. He's ranked number six. Renan Barrail, ranked number seven. I can go with that as well. Pettis now, ranked number eight. Anthony Pettis, the new lightweight champion, having defeated Benson Henderson with a armbar submission last week at UFC 165, I believe. And that was a great win for him. I mean, here's what's up. It wasn't an upset because Pettis had beat him before. But yet, everybody thought, the majority of people thought going in, the majority of pundits were going with Benson Henderson. They thought that Henderson had taken his game to another level, okay? And that Pettis had sort of flatlined, maybe plateaued. Maybe that was it. You know, his claim to fame was beating Benson Henderson a few years ago. Guess what? Now his claim to fame is he is the world lightweight champion, 155 pounds. He's ranked number 8th as far as the UFC top 10 pound-for-pound ratings are concerned. I can go with that. But number 9, Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman should be way up there on the list. He should be taken like number 3 or number 4. He beat Anderson Silva, and you've got Chris Weidman. You got Chris Weidman, number 9, and Anderson Silva, number 3. What's going on there? Does that make sense to you? Number 10 is Benson Henderson, another guy I just don't understand. Why would Benson Henderson be still ranked in the top 10 after losing the lightweight championship? There are other fighters out there. The UFC's got lots of fighters under contract, a big fat roster all the way from 125 to 205-plus pounds, the heavyweight division. So there's lots of fighters out there. Why aren't they putting them in the top 10? Are these Dana's favorites or what? Who knows? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, this Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Fox Sports 1, The Ultimate Fighter, only on Fox Sports 1. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Heaven must be missing an angel. Missing one angel child. Cause you're here with me right now. You're heavenly. Heavenly to me. Baby.
Here's what's going on around the track. Powered by Shell V-Power gasoline. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch now says it's a good possibility that he will race an IndyCar in October to prepare himself for a run at next year's Indianapolis 500. Busch wants to compete in at least one pre-Indy race, so he feels more comfortable for the high-speed pressure that comes with Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Keep the pedal to the metal and both hands on the wheel. This is Around the Track, powered by Shell V-Power gasoline.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body, and I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason, and I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. Relive sports' greatest moments with this rare collection of unforgettable original full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on the vault.
Ski here for Wusu Gear. Regardless whether you're a fighter or someone simply taking a self-defense class, you all need gear, and your absolute best choice for quality and money is Wusu. Example, Wusu's all-leather MMA glove is priced under $60, while two other brands start their only part leather, part whatever, over $60. So the choice is simple. You can either overpay to train with the rest or go with what I did and pick the best. That's Wusu Gear, the art of performance. WusuGear.com.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat. Was she holding her bicep? That's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, ah, you get
your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Of my life musically, Miss Darlene Love, born Darlene Wright. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2012 class, He's a Rebel, written by Phil Spector. She's the bomb. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Now, we just aired a clip on Ronda Rousey and E this week. E Entertainment did like 10 reasons of why she's hot, okay? She's a force to be reckoned with. Yeah, she's no joke. She's the first and current women's UFC bantamweight champion. She's like the last Strikeforce champion. On top of that, Rousey defeated all of her opponents by armbar in the first round and became the first American woman to win an Olympic medal in judo at the 2008 Olympics in Beijing when she grabbed a bronze. Okay, and of course, she had this early life. When she was born, the umbilical cord wrapped around her throat. They didn't think she was going to be able to fight, let alone live. And then they said she wasn't going to be able to talk clearly. Well, she talks pretty clearly for me, okay? And, of course, her mother, Anna Marie Rousey DeMar, is born Ann Waddell. She had a judo career. She was the first American to win a world judo championship back in 1984. She retired from judo at the age of 21 and began doing MMA. Now, her bottom line is the mother had bad knees. So, you know, she's really, really watching her knees, no question about it. The nickname approval, the Rowdy Roddy Piper. Remember Rowdy Roddy Piper? Now she's Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Yeah, it's working. And she's a Maxim girl. Yeah, she looked pretty hot in that Maxim thing, huh? She did. She's blonde, beauty, Maxim's magazine. She was looking hot. I mean, she had it going on, right? She's ready for close-ups. You see her on HBO. You see her on the she's got the Ultimate Fighter coming up with Miesha Tate. Of course, they're going to duke it out in their rematch December 28th at UFC 168 in Las Vegas. But the Ultimate Fighter show that's going to air Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Fox Sports. Of course, that features her. She's one of the coaches along with Miesha Tate. paper cuts, believe it or not. Ronda says that she gets kicked and beaten and punched around, and she spars all these men, this and that. But guess what? Paper cuts. Yeah, paper cuts. They get her the worst. All right. Out of the ring, her pre-fight rituals is having sex. Whoa. But really, Rousey explained to the mag, it's just the fact that a woman should do the no pants dance just before the fight. It's a medical fact. As a girl says, she says, quote, if you have sex before a fight, it raises your testosterone. People are fascinated by it because there's one difference between men and women. You know, guys really have to abstain, and the girls are really kind of medically encouraged to do the opposite. It's available to me, then I'm all for it. But otherwise, I'm kind of out of luck. She's pretty cool, isn't she? Ronda Rousey, she's going to be doing her thing, no question about that, in the main event. Semi-main event, UFC 168. Of course, Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva in that main event, the rematch for the World Middleweight Championship, 185 pounds, that goes down the 28th of December in Las Vegas. Of course, it'll be the fight of the year. I think it will be. I think there will be more attention on that fight than there will be on any fight in the UFC this year. Why? Because of the fact that Weidman knocked out Silva so dramatically. I mean, he wasn't supposed to do that. It was supposed to be like, you know, Anderson Silva was just supposed to win. He's supposed to just keep on winning and winning and winning and winning. Well, guess what? Guys get old. And if Anderson Silva showed any leaks, it was against Chael Sonnen. In that first fight, I think they had about 3 or 4 years ago over in Oakland, California. Remember? I mean, Chael Sonnen came so close to winning. Of course, Chael tested positive for steroids afterwards. But he came close to winning. He got stopped in the fifth round. He was ahead on all four scorecards, 4-0. So the bottom line is Chael sort of laid the groundwork that, you know, sort of planted the seed that Anderson Silva was starting to get old, starting to fade a little bit. Now, Silva came back and beat him in the rematch and very handily, but, you know, when he took on Chris Weidman, everybody said to me, no, Anderson Silva's fighting tonight. Anderson Silva's fighting tonight. It was a big deal. No, Chris Weidman is fighting tonight. That's what I kept trying to tell people. No. Chris Weidman is fighting tonight, not Anderson Silva. Chris Weidman. Get it? Chris Weidman from Baldwin Park, New York. Chris Weidman is fighting tonight, not Anderson Silva. And when the night was over with, after Anderson got knocked out, you know what they were saying to me? You know what, Pedro, how'd you know about Chris Weidman? Well, you know, you do your research. You watch guys. You watch their, you look at their collegiate pedigree as far as their wrestling's concerned, okay? And the fact that Weidman had taken Mark Munoz apart, Mark Munoz, a former NCAA wrestling champion, just took him apart, beat him to death last year in San Jose, California on a Fuel TV card. I mean, yikes, second round knockout, just like Silva, beat him down. Okay, and now the rematch is going to come up the 28th of December, and guess what? It's not going to be any different. It may go a little bit longer, but it's not going to be any different. Speaking of any different, James Whitey Bulger, he is the gangster. He was just convicted for like 31 or 32 counts that he was charged with back in Boston, including extortion, money laundering, drug dealing, weapons possession. They also held him responsible for 11 murders. I mean, the guy is for real. 83 years old. He was on the run for 16 years. He said those 16 years were the best 16 years he's ever had in his life. Okay, he had all kinds of money, all kinds of guns. Somehow he got ratted off on that, you know, that TV show where not America's Most Wanted, but have you seen this guy lately? One of those things. That's how they ended up catching Whitey Bulger. I think they caught his. They were looking for his girlfriend, and they found out that she was going to like a nail salon or something like that, getting her nails done. But that was the end of that. So now Bulger faces like he's 83 years old. I mean, how long can they lock him up? Seriously, he's 83 years old. His sentence to life plus 30 years, big deal. Come on, it's not going to work. Anyway, Bulger is the reason why the UFC is what it is today. How can I say that? Organized crime, the UFC, what's the connection? Well, the connection is this. Whitey Bulger ran the Boston mob. Dana White, the president of the UFC, he ran a boxing club, a boxing gym in Boston. So Whitey's guys come down to him and say, look, man, you know, we're Whitey's guys, so you're going to have to start paying us $2,500 a month of protection money. And Dana looked at him like, huh? Look, man, to tell you the truth, I don't have $25 to give you, let alone $2,500, okay? So they increased the pressure, and evidently they threatened White physically, and White decided he was going to leave town and go to Vegas. So when he went to Vegas, there was no concept of the UFC or anything like that. I mean, nobody knew anything. He was just like a guy that ran a boxing gym in Boston, in Beantown. Okay, so he comes to Vegas. He meets the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, multimillionaires. The guys own the Station casinos. I mean, that's just like 8 or 10 of those. And they used to own their money came from card clubs, illegal card clubs in Texas back in the 50s and the 60s. And then they legitimized themselves and moved to Vegas. The family took it to Vegas. But that's how they got their start in Texas with illegal card clubs. Okay, but the bottom line is they are the two most powerful guys probably in Nevada right now. I mean, they got the UFC. They've got the casinos. I mean, they're calling the shots. Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta are calling the shots. But that's not the mouth of the UFC. The mouth of the UFC is Dana White. And Dana White, had he not been run out of town by Whitey Bulger, the UFC would have never came to fruition. Because he'd be back in Boston with a towel over his shoulder telling some kid, jab, jab, kid, throw to right. I mean, that's what he'd be doing. Instead of being the most powerful man in the world of MMA, and that's what he is right now. The president of the UFC is the most powerful man. When Dana speaks, people listen. And why not? He is the man. But Whitey Bulger, you got to congratulate Whitey Bulger, because without Whitey Bulger, there would have been no UFC. That's right, no UFC. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I just got a little email here on Ronda. Ronda having sex before fights, she digs it. Yeah, well, you know, if a girl can do it and get the testosterone, more power to her. The guys, you know, I don't know. I mean, it takes a psychological edge away from you. That's what this whole thing is about, psychological. I don't think it really bothers your testosterone level if you're a male, if you have sex the night before a fight or a couple of days before. I remember Ray Leonard told me one time that he violated that creed a couple of different times, and he felt psychologically bothered by it in the ring. I remember one time that I had violated that little rule that we had, and I was standing in the center of the Civic Auditorium in San Francisco about to fight some guy, and my little conscience tapped me on the right shoulder. Hey, remember that fun you had last night? Oh, my God. All of a sudden, this guy's standing on my shoulder talking to me. He's like, hey, remember the sex you had last night? It's going to make you weak. Well, guess what? It didn't make me weak. I went out there and I won. But the bottom line was it's a psychological impediment to have sex for a man before a fight. I just don't think it's good. I think it takes away from your mental approach. I think it takes away from your sharpness. I think it takes away from your focus. And most importantly, it supposedly lowers your testosterone level. You definitely don't want to lower that, because everybody in MMA now is trying to increase it, right? Vitor Belfort, testosterone replacement therapy. The aforementioned Chael Sonnen, testosterone replacement therapy. Forrest Griffin, testosterone replacement therapy. Dan Henderson, testosterone replacement therapy. Are you seeing a pattern here, folks? Are you seeing the pattern? These are guys that cheated before. They cheated. They used steroids. They used all these different performance-enhancing drugs. And now that their body can no longer normally produce these needed ingredients as far as their body's concerned, as long as they can't do it anymore. So the body's not producing testosterone, so they give you synthetic testosterone, testosterone supplement therapy, which I don't think is legal. I think it's like legalized cheating. I've seen guys take HGH and look like they've human growth hormone and look like they've rolled back the clock 10 years physically on their body. I've seen guys do with this the testosterone replacement therapy. They look like they're in their 20s again. These guys are in their late 30s, early 40s. Look, they're in their 20s again. The look from a physical point of view, I mean, just the advantage, like, holy, is that the same guy? Is that really the same guy? Yes, it is, because he's taking steroids and he's taking them illegally. And they're prescribed by a doctor. And the Nevada State Athletic Commission went along with this. They're allowing 6-1. The Olympic Committee allows a ratio of testosterone of 4-1. Okay, California, I don't know what their thing is, 4-1 or 6-1, but the bottom line is California is now allowing fighters to fight in the state with testosterone replacement therapy. I just don't think it's cool. If you haven't got testosterone to fight, guess what? You shouldn't be fighting. If you destroyed your system by taking steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, we're supposed to give you a free pass on that. We're supposed to say it's okay you cheated before. It's okay that you went into the ring or went into the octagon with a hammer in your hand instead of two fists, because that's what this testosterone replacement therapy, well, that's what I liken it to, a guy having a hammer in his hand. It's like having two arms and then a hammer in your hand. That's what this is. And you want to talk the EPO end of it. I'm talking about putting the extra red blood cells in the blood system, either freezing the blood or putting EPO in, okay? That's not cool either, because you know what? Guys get to train 45% harder, Manny Pacquiao, get to recover 45% faster, Manny Pacquiao, sit on the stool after three rounds, after 3 minutes of fighting ferociously without even taking a deep breath, Manny Pacquiao, get my drift, okay? Performance-enhancing drugs, they're in boxing. I think they're in MMA, certainly. I think they're in golf. I think they're in tennis. I think they're all over the place. They're in baseball. They're in football. Okay. It's time for these regulating authorities, like the Major League Baseball. They need to get down on these guys. I mean, one guy gets suspended twice. Big deal. You know, so what? He's off. He still gets to come back the next year and make like $750,000 or more. So what penalty is that for him? He loses a little bit of money, but he has to come back and play again. I think anybody that's caught doing steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, should be suspended for life. And that's just the way it's got to be. It's got to be a suspension for life. Because if you don't suspend them for life, what you're doing is you're condoning the cheating. And when you condone cheating, that's just not cool. It's just, this is not baseball. We're not hitting balls out of the park, okay? We're not hitting tennis balls. We're not clubbing golf. We're not trying to hit it to the green or anything like that, golf ball. This is, you're hitting people. And if you're hitting people with an unfair advantage, therefore, you are guilty, in my mind, of assault with a deadly weapon. So anybody that gets in the ring with a performance-enhancing drug in their system or has used that performance-enhancing drug, I think, should be charged by the state, be it Nevada, be it California, whatever it is, with assault with a deadly weapon, because you are using your fists and you are enhancing them with a deadly weapon, performance-enhancing drugs, in order to do major damage to a guy. And guess what? Major damage in boxing. In boxing and MMA, it's permanent. It's not like baseball. It's not like golf. I mean, golly, you know, a guy loses a golf match, big deal. He goes home and has a beer, right? Guy loses an MMA match, he goes home and can't remember things. It's different. It's different. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Man, the Shirelles. I danced on the stage with the Shirelles, or one of the original Shirelles, about 4 years ago in San Francisco. So me and the Shirelles go back a way. Thank you so much, Sky Cuddy. Will you still love me tomorrow? I don't know, Ms. Streisand. Will you?
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Nah, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. Let's check out some Bellator news. Dana White, remember him? Just mentioned president of the UFC. He wants that Bellator welterweight champion, Ben Askren, probably the greatest wrestler out there as far as collegiate is concerned. He's the real deal. Welterweight, 170 pounds, unbeaten. Man, he would make for a great fight with anybody at 170 pounds in the UFC, including GSP. Looks like Dana White insists that UFC will not counter-program Bellator's first pay-per-view. That's going to be November 2nd, Rampage Jackson versus Tito Ortiz. Also on the card will be Michael Chandler and Eddie Alvarez going to hook it up in a, I think that's a rematch. Alvarez lost the title to, believe, to Chandler. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. We combine both boxing and MMA. And then Sunday, the Sunday show, two-hour edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time again on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network for 2 hours. 2 hours on Sunday, 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. I want to thank my producers, Scott Cuddy and Miss Streisand.